Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Dave with us. Skaters Breakdown is podcast. We'll let you know how you can get your hands on that content. It's very good. Gator Dave is Terrence Gibbs, the most recent commitment, the running back.
Yeah, Bill, for the class of 2022. Anyway, that is the most recent commit. And Bill, if you look at this, he is the first running back Florida has got as a recruit since Daquan Wright in the class of 19, I believe. You know, they've hit the transfer portal for Lorenzo Lingard, DeMarcus Bowman. You know, Damian Pierce was in a class of 18. Daquan Wright, I believe, was in class of 19. So Florida hasn't been recruiting linebacker or running backs all that much just because they've gotten two out of the portal the last 2 years. But with Damian Pierce and Malik Davis, more than likely, or they're definitely done after this year for eligibility years. And then Daquan Wright has a good year. You know, he's eligible to leave, too. So Florida could potentially lose three running backs. And they need to build up the running back core, you know, after this year. But Terrence Gibbs, Bill, I mean, coming off a knee injury last year in 2020, he had preseason camp, so he did not play in 2020, but still a top 200 player, still a top 20 running back, would probably be a bit higher had he played last year. But as I said, a knee injury, it was a pretty bad knee injury. So this has been trending for a while, Bill, but Florida wanted to see him work out one more time, test that knee just a little bit more when they had their Friday Night Lights camp. And he was on campus this past Friday. It didn't take long. He was with the staff for a few hours, and then all of a sudden, you know, you hear that he's committing to the Gators. So, been trending. Wasn't too much of a surprise, just as long as everything checked out. He pulled the trigger and committed to the Gators. But Bill, the storyline here is, I mentioned, you know, what Florida's going to be doing there at running back and who they lose. Florida's going to get two running backs this class. And so what you're going to look at is Jalen Glover on Friday commits. He'll make his announcement Friday. He'll be committing on Friday. Florida looks to be the choice there as well. It's a three-star running back. So Florida with Gibbs and Jalen Glover will be taking two running backs. You know, 528th ranked player, so, you know, not up there highly thought of as Gibbs, but Florida needs depth there at running back. It looks like Jalen Glover. He won't be – it'll be the 1-2 punch. He'll be more of the both of these guys are not really – immediate contributors, especially Gibbs with his knee. I think he'll need a little bit more rehab. Glover, we just need to be developed just a little bit. So getting depth, but I'm not sure getting immediate contributors there for this class, Bill. But then 2023, off to a – Bill, and believe me, I know I've heard it from Gator Nation a bit, and I kind of lean this way too. It's a long way away. So you don't get too excited, but when it happens, you still talk about it. But the class of 2023 is off to a hot start for the Gators. Raymond Cottrell, a wide receiver, top 100 player there for the Gators. He grew up a Gator fan, Bill. This one was going to be a cakewalk for the Gators as long as they did everything right. But top 100 player, top 12 wide receiver in the country, 6'2", 203. Couldn't wait to become a Gator. He made that known on Friday night at their Friday Night Lights camp as well. But he joins another tight end, Bill, that Florida got last week for the class of 2023, and another top 100 player, another top 100 skill player for this offense for the Gators. So tight end Mac Markway really contributed his commitment to Tim Brewster and Dan Mullen, and just gives the Gators really good skill players, Bill, that to put the baseline for a class. You know, 2022 is what it is. You know, just that class is going to be just pretty much normal, and what we've seen from Dan Mullen, a class, if you're into the rankings, that will be anywhere from probably 7th to the 12th range. You know, and a lot of Gator fans won't be satisfied with that. But you move forward to 2023, and while it is far away, while it is a couple years away for that class to finish, at least it's off to a nice start with two top 100 skill players.
I probably never thought I'd be asking anybody this question, but as far as Florida is concerned, University of Florida, is there much name, image, likeness news out there?
There's not, Bill, really. You had the beef jerky sponsorship that was big for Desmond Watson, who's a true freshman. That one's probably got the most notoriety because of how it's been presented. They're selling T-shirts. You know, he's a big, big defensive tackle, you know, close to 375, 400 pounds, and they got shirts out there that says Big Meat on them. So, good friend there on Twitter, Spencer, he helps the guys out on the Big Three roll-up side of things, but he's kind of the one behind that. But I've heard, Bill, there were some meetings with some boosters over the weekend and trying to help figure this thing out and what you can do and what you can't do. That was, I think, something over the weekend that they're doing. And I heard there might be something in the works as far as an all-encompassing type of blanket that, you know, NIL and Florida partnership would be. So I don't know who or what, but probably something to look out for. But not a really, not a whole lot of big dealings. Bill, I'm still waiting on that. You know, we've heard these maybe local or at the state level type of businesses. We still haven't seen that big national business or corporation or whatever hook up with a player, you know, no matter where they're at, really. So I'm looking for that. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know what school. I don't know what player. But that's the, you know, just speaking in general terms, that's the NIL deal I'm just kind of waiting on to see. I thought it might happen sooner with how popular this has been, but we've still yet to see that big company or corporation dip their toes in.
Just wild speculation, reckless speculation. But I interviewed Tim Tebow before his senior year down at Nice, and obviously for everybody, he was homeschooled, so he didn't go to school there, but he played there. And he could not have been more polite. Matter of fact, he said Mr. King so many times, I wanted to say, stop it. Stop doing that. Just talk. He was that polite. I'm just wondering, with this Quinn Ewers story, he's going to skip out of senior year and get on to Ohio State. Would Tebow have been a candidate to do that under name, image, likeness?
I don't think so, Bill. I mean, this was a kid who grew up in the area. He grew up a Gator fan. He Gator posters and all that stuff in his room. Right. You know, he was a Gator fan before he was a Gator player. So I think he would have wanted to play in the Swamp, play for the University. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, Bama did everything they could to get in Florida's way of getting Tim Tebow. And, in the end, I think when you sit down, I'm not sure it was all that close, but they did give him something to think about. I think Mike Shula, when he was there, did a really, really good job of recruiting Tim Tebow. But it was going to be hard to pull him away from the University of Florida. And whether it be another team, whether it be NIL, I don't think anything could have taken him away for potentially, you know, playing in the Swamp. Just how he grew up, the type of person he is, and being a Gator fan first and then becoming a Gator player.
Gator Dave joins us every Tuesday. Tell everybody how they can get your podcast.
Everybody can get Gators Breakdown at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown. YouTube version out there as well. And your favorite podcast platform. Did a big Friday Night Lights recap, Bill. We talked the recruiting commitments, a lot of storylines there in the world of recruiting. And, Bill, fall camp starts on Friday. So we'll have a fall camp preview this week. And one more look, Bill, before football starts. One more look at NIL and all the conference realignment going on out there before the Gators hit the field.
Good stuff, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Georgia Dog brought up earlier about incentive clauses in NIL contracts. Rod in Texas, whose daughter is swimming, I believe, at an SEC school. She's on a swimming scholarship at an SEC school. He said that they were told that performance clauses are not allowed in the NIL. I might have skipped over that. I didn't. I know that they have a lot of rules about what you can't associate with, like alcohol, the devil's lettuce, adult sites, gambling, things like that. But he says here they were told that performance clauses are not allowed. Yeah, it would. That's a good, if indeed that's the case, and he said he was told that, I think that's a good rule. I mean, there's a lot of conflicts there that could arise if you've got performance clauses and then you're getting calls, coaches getting a call from some sponsor because, hey, we're putting this money out and this player's not getting the love that we need. That's the last call. You imagine making that phone call to Nick Saban? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. No fan in the 863 talking about Quinn Ewers. Now, again, just to repeat the story, I'll give you the cliff notes. He's in Southlake, Texas, Carroll High School, which is the Dallas Metroplex area. And he hinted a couple of weeks ago that he may leave early, not even play a senior year, and just go ahead and enroll at Ohio State. He's got a lot of name, image, likeness, money supposedly promised to him already. He made that official on Monday. He's leaving. He's not going to play his senior year of high school ball. He's the top-ranked player in the class of 22, any position. And he's going to head on up to the Ohio State University. No fan in the 863. Bill, obviously he's leaving for the money. With him getting that much money, I'm not sure he's there in a year. A lot of trouble can come with that money. Oh, yeah. Now, again, I don't know about Quinn Ewers and how he'll handle things. Maybe he handles it well. But we're going to have a lot of stories about out-of-control players because of this. We'll take the break, and then we're good for at least another hour plus. Griff will be with us later, hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a pretty good delay remaining here on 24 westbound, trying to get past OHB, all that traffic trying to get in from Rutherford County into this portion of Davidson County because of that earlier crash that everybody's still slowing down to Rubberneck. That's 24 westbound. Again, trying to get past OHB. As traffic builds down I-40 coming through Mount Julian right now, all that traffic leaving Wilson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. All their flavors right now at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $18.99. It keeps your engine from breaking down without breaking the bank. Yep, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic for $18.99 is not just a great deal. It's the break you've been waiting for. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations, does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Advertised sales price may not be available in some states. Offer ends 8/31/21.
It's a Bill King show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. It happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Emerald Coast says, I understand the money opportunity, but to me the memories that you make with your teammates are priceless. These young men want to grow up way too quick. I hope it works out for yours, and he doesn't have any regrets. Yeah, he's a trailblazer. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying this is different. If he goes to Ohio State, has all that money put in his pocket, and he does well, and he doesn't get in trouble, and he goes to class, and he plays well when it's his turn, whenever that turn happens, then that'll be a heck of a story. Now, how realistic is all that? I don't know. We don't know the answer to that. Blake Norman Buckeye checking in. Bill, I know there's more to it, but can I give an outside view? It looks to me like A&M has been cowards over the last decade. Now they got to play Texas. Well, I don't... Look, there's a lot of animosity between A&M and Texas, both ways. And getting out of the SEC, getting out of the Big 12, which A&M did about 10 years ago, allowed them to escape that animosity. Now, it's still there, but you don't have to see them as much. You're not living in the same neighborhood anymore. You're not in the same league until this recent announcement. Whenever that happens for Texas and OU to actually come and join, whatever year that is. But that was one of those strained and is one of those strained relationships where you just don't even want to deal with it, right? You don't want to see them. You don't want to talk to them. You don't want to associate with them. And I'm talking about A&M to Texas and Texas to Texas A&M somewhat too. Your point is now they're going to have to deal with each other. That's true. Now, all you need to do if you're A&M is beat them. Right now, the A&M program is better than Texas. They're recruiting better than Texas. Their team in its current form is better than Texas. So if I'm A&M, where you're sitting right now is fine. Again, we could talk about the other sports, but this is a football topic. This is a money and football topic. A&M is better than Texas right now. If they played today, you know what? Remind me. Or somebody can look up Brad's power rankings. I don't have them listed 1 through 30 or 40 or whatever it would need to be. I don't think Texas would be that far down. But would you folks look at the power ratings and tell me what Texas A&M, if they played neutrally, what the spread would be? Texas A&M in Texas right now. I'm thinking somewhere between 7 and 10 points. Now, again, I'm not your gambling guy. That's Brad. That's Rob. That's Johnny Vegas. Those guys, they know that world. So I'm just throwing a number out there. I stand corrected, but find me a number if you know of one. And remind me to ask Brad that this Friday. He'll be back. He's still traveling. I saw a picture, everybody's posting it, where I guess he's back at his parents' Ohio family farm in a bunch of cornfields. Actually looked pretty. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast, talking about the heat. Bill, this week, 5 counties in the Panhandle area will be fighting from this National Weather Service note. It's a heat index of 114. Excessive heat warning, dangerous conditions, heat index values up to 114. Says portions of southwest Alabama, northwest Florida, and southeast Mississippi. And that's for the high schoolers out there and the college kids. Now about to get out there, too. High schoolers have been out there. Yeah, that's some heat. Yesterday, around here, we got a reprieve from all that humidity. And it was only in the 80s. I actually was in the yard for a couple of hours after the show. And I'm a sweater. I mean, I go to the mailbox, I perspire. sorry for the too much information there. But I didn't usually I just melt. In the heat, I remember in, junior high falling out over cramps. You know what they do? They just shove salt pills down you, too. It's salt pills and water. Just sickening. I remember it was so bad, my cramps, legs, stomach, glutes, everywhere, that I was scared. I was scared. And I remember we went to, after that, we went to a restaurant over by Vanderbilt, actually, to eat. And I was sitting there eating, and then I had another episode right there in front of everybody. Of just awful cramps. I haven't had them since then, but I must have really been dehydrated to get that bad. That can be some scary stuff. Steven down there in Baton Rouge, Bill, heat index in New Orleans last night was 90, and that was at 9 p.m. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Georgia Dog, Bill, Ewers seems to be getting Trevor Lawrence type of hype right out of high school. Big shoes to fill, Bill. I don't think anybody thinks he's Trevor Lawrence ability-wise. Now he's top-ranked player in America. But Trevor Lawrence is a different level of 6'6", good arm, athletic, smart. I mean, think about Trevor Lawrence, actually, to be such a superstar from his early high school years all the way through college is a very reserved, calm dude, right? And not one out there looking for attention, because he gets plenty of it, obviously. But I believe he's had the same girlfriend all the way through high school and college. I think he's either married her or engaged. A guy that's very grounded. I mean, if anybody can get a, quote, big head, conceited and all that, and all about me, it could be Trevor Lawrence, right? You never saw any of that from him. But now, hey, Ewers is a heck of a prospect. We'll see. I mean, he's going into a place where they've already got a pretty loaded depth chart. I mean, if you think about it, I would assume the plan is, and again, Ryan Day hasn't told me anything. The plan would be for him to get up there and this year be a just absorb it all year, you know, orientation type year. Get out there, compete, absorb the playbook, get all your reps in, and be ready this spring to fight it out. I doubt the plan is for him to go in there and have a legit shot. First of all, if he came in there and won the job, you got several problems. Number one, you're going to clear out that quarterback room really fast. Number two, it probably tells you the other guys weren't that good. I mean, this kid hadn't even been there yet as a football player, okay? Other than a visit, he hasn't been there. He hasn't been with the team. He hasn't competed. He hasn't taken one rep in shorts yet, in pajamas yet. You'd have to be empty at your quarterback spot for a guy to grab it that fast, no matter how good his top end is. I'd have to think that's the plan. I don't know. Now, what if this year two quarterbacks go down? You can, that can happen, right? Ohio State won a natty like that, 2014, having quarterbacks go down. And it ends up being Ewers. I mean, that could happen. Quarterbacks get hurt. What if it got all the way to him? Then he'd be forced to get out there and compete. You know what? Probably do well. Probably. I mean, think about this. He's going to have a ridiculous. Stroud's probably the quarterback, we know. But let's just say injury-wise, it got to Quinn Ewers. He's going to have the deepest, best receiving core that college football has this year to chuck it around to. Plus, good running backs. Number one ranked running back in America coming in. True freshman. And those guys are ready. True freshman running backs are generally ready. Ready to go. Karen over in Nebraska. Here's the thing. Eventually performance will become a factor. At least performance on the field. I don't think selling a sponsor's products will be a factor. She says, but in the real world, which is where these kids want to be income-wise. Yeah, I mean, I guess her point is all this attention, name, image, likeness, money, players, well, maybe not lots of players, but Quinn Ewers, a player coming out early. Remember, Jake Bentley did this. John down in Alabama reminded us about that. And finished and didn't even play his senior year down at Opelika in Auburn and joined his dad at South Carolina. And he's now on his third. Now, in this case, he's on his third school. He's at South Carolina for several years, transferred to Utah. Now he's at South Alabama. I'm not saying that's Quinn Ewers. I'm just saying we've seen this. Who was the other kid? One of the last Booty. Remember the Booty brothers down in Louisiana, the quarterbacks. The last one, if I recall, this would have been in the 2000s, maybe 15 years ago. Didn't he skip out his senior year? There in, was that Was that Shreveport Evangel or what school? Did you folks down there correct me? Anyways, didn't he skip out his last year? Was it another Louisiana quarterback? I know there was a Louisiana quarterback, but then the last 10, 15 years, skipped out his senior year and went to Southern Cal. I don't think he played hardly at all. And I thought it was one of the Booty brothers. The last one. You folks can bean count me on that one. Gary Joe Collins, Bill, skipping the senior year of high school to go get NIL money is going to be a thing. I think the physical, social, psychological gains the kids are able to make outweigh the dollar bill, y'all. That's another angle. Football is such a physical thing. How many seniors, how many football players are physically advanced to the point where it would be realistic to skip out your senior year? You got to remember, quite a few recruits who are coming in as freshmen are not ready. You may be a lineman who is 6'6", 320, offensive lineman, and you graduated your high school, you played your senior year, you did everything the way it's always been done. And you get there, let's say you get there, you don't even early enroll. You get there in like June. That's common too. You may be 6'6", 320 and stand up there as big as any of the seniors, but in the weight room, you pale to them, right? In the weight room, you are way underdeveloped. That's very common too. There's a physical angle. So we're talking about skipping out your senior year. Well, there's a lot of growth that can happen. Not only your natural growth, but your strength. And the things you need to be doing in the weight room. It's going to be a rare guy, but that's going to happen. He's right. This is a thing. I don't know how common it's going to be, but it's a thing. It's absolutely going to be a topic that we're going to be talking about. Johnny Vegas, okay, I figured one of my guys, Johnny Vegas, Rob, Brad's on the road. Brad will be with us Friday. Says, Bill, right now A&M would be -7 on a neutral field versus Texas based on Brad's power rankings. So I was in the ballpark. Yeah, I'm not your handicapping guy, but I was at least in the ballpark there. America 1970 down in Georgia. Bill, how does the ACC close the large money gap between the SEC and the Big Ten? Enjoying the show this morning. Appreciate that. Well, I'm going to answer it in the obvious way, but it doesn't really answer the question. Obviously, your TV contracts. So the question is, what does the ACC have to do to make their TV contract situation that much more lucrative? One thing is to get Notre Dame to join. All right, that's a no-brainer. Notre Dame is one that every league right now would take in if you could. And Notre Dame's always expressed if we were ever going to do anything, it would be the ACC. That'd be one angle. Now, how much more money would that bring in? I mean, it wouldn't close the gap that much with the SEC, but it would be more money than you're getting. We'll get the break here. Very, very interesting conversation. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic flow still very slow here from our early morning crash on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. Trying to get in from Rutherford County has been a challenge. The police department's got an active shooting situation going on right now over in Antioch at Smile Direct Club. In that area, it's a warehouse. Again, there in Antioch, a lot of police activity. Working a crash west end on that ramp there at 440 East. Princess Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. Apply online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time. Traffic.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates, In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again. And it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes. Located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash. You aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today near 90 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, low 65. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 86. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 65. Sunshine for Thursday, highs near 90 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Next hour, about 20 minutes into hour number three, Mike Griffin with the AJC's Dog Nation. Jay Cutler's Booner account. Bill, what's going to happen when a player loses their NIL cash because they sustained an injury doing a TikTok dance? I wouldn't want that out. If that's where my injury came from, I would suppress. I would try and keep that suppressed. Yeah, I wouldn't want that out. If you missed the news, and we'll have Blake on tomorrow. He joins us every Wednesday, Blake Ruffino. Miles Brennan, veteran quarterback, LSU, has an injury. Apparently a left arm injury. Now, he's a righty thrower, but left arm injury, apparently it is severe. I do not know anything more other than that, and I saw it. Blake was talking about it. Other folks were talking about it. And Coach O has acknowledged it. Max Johnson, the true sophomore who played well when given the opportunity last year, Florida game, etc., is the starting quarterback now. And I think would have been anyways, but that had been debated. I don't know that for sure. He was my choice as their quarterback. I thought he did the best job in the time that he received to play last year as a true freshman. And he is for sure now the starter because of this news. I do not know how the injury occurred. I don't know if it was football related. I don't know if it was you're out back and you're riding a bike and you fall. I'm making stuff up. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody mention it other than acknowledging the injury. Karen says, Bill, name, image, likeness contracts can and do have language. Let's say on a potential huge contract, $50K to sign, $100K for first team All-American, $250 for a Natty, $500K for a Heisman. Not just here's $1 million. So she says there can be performance language in contracts. RJ over in South Carolina is a big LSU fan. Love hearing from him. Says, Bill, Miles' left arm injury will require surgery. There's no estimated return date for him. Now, I could be wrong, but I think once Max Johnson takes over, which that's happening, and he needs to stay healthy, which, again, quarterbacks get hit. Sometimes they're out. But if he's healthy, I don't see Miles Brennan ever being a quarterback there again. Unless Johnson goes in and is ineffective. But I liked what I saw in him. I know we've got a lot more to see out of him, and we got a long way to go. But I, to date, really, really like watching him play. There was an article, and I need to find it, and I meant to get to it yesterday. We just did not have the allocated time. 3 hours is a lot, but again, there's always a bunch that I realize later in the day I didn't even get to on the show. There was an article by Pete Thamel. Now, he is now with Yahoo, right? Somebody correct me there, too. And I believe he was talking to Gene Smith, the AD at Ohio State. And basically, here was the quote. We are going to dial back for now this talk about expanding to 12 teams. That doesn't mean they won't eventually do it. But remember, the momentum was there. Everybody acknowledged that's the model that everybody seemed to agree was leading in the clubhouse, the 12-team playoff model. And we went through it and all the various seeding procedures and how there'd be some home games, bowl games that are affiliated with it, all of that. We got into all that. No need to repeat any of that. But and I'll find it. I'll tell you what, during the break, I'll look that up. I'll look that up and find it. And I really never got a chance, and this was maybe a week ago. Sometime last week it came out. I never really got a chance to read it. And meant to, just kept slipping my mind. And I've been meaning, last 2 days on the show, back in the crevices of my brain, I've been thinking, I want to bring this up. And we need to double back on that a little bit and review it. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't eventually go to the 12-team model. And I don't think right now there's another model they prefer, for example, 6 or 8 teams or whatever. I just think they're slowing down the speed with which that story had made it to the media and to the public. That's what I think that means. Steven down in Baton Rouge, Bill, that's where players and their agents will need to read the fine print on these contracts. Good point. Yeah, good point. Good point. One more here in hour number 2, and we're clear all the way through hour 3. Griff will be with us about 20 minutes into hour number 3. Dog Nation from the AJC's, who he is with. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic flow still very slow here from our early morning crash on 24 westbound at Old Hickory Boulevard. Trying to get in from Rutherford County has been a challenge. The police department's got an active shooting situation going on right now over in Antioch at Smile Direct Club. In that area, it's a warehouse. Again, there in Antioch, a lot of police activity. Working a crash west end on that ramp there at 440 East. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. Apply online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa, get a $10 gift card when you buy a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 motor oil for $27.99. A deal so rich, they'll call you an oil tycoon. Yep, with great oil for $27.99 and $10 back, all you'll need is a monocle. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations, does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Advertised sales price may not be available in some states. Rebate restrictions apply. Offer ends 8/31/21.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final App. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the two-week hiatus for NASCAR is almost over. Watkins Glen is going down this weekend. This week on the show, we hear from Brad Keselowski. We've got Kyle Larson running in the dirt, Justin Allgaier. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single week. Day right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Hey, we're doing video now. Check out our channel at youtube.com/thefinallap every single weekday right here.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Did you see this? Did you see this? Alabama coach Nick Saban will make $11.5 million in his final year under a new 8-year contract worth at least $84.8 million. The university released details of Saban's previously announced deal after the Board of Trustees Compensation Committee formally approved it. Saban, who has won a record 7 national championships, is set to make 8.7 this year with annual raises of $400,000. That includes a $275,000 base salary and $8.425 million in personal service or talent fees. Saban turns 70 October 31st. Can also receive $800,000 completion bonus each February 28th through 2026, totaling up to $4 million. His pay, not counting bonuses, in 2028-29, 2029 would be 11.5 million. So on and so forth. Nicky getting his due. Good for him. Jeff Chu. Bill, I'm not trying to diminish anybody's heat, but I lived in Jackson, Mississippi for over 20 years. Then we moved to the Nashville area about 10 years ago. When my first summer in the 615 arrived, I thought it was heaven on earth after what Jackson summers had dealt me the previous years. Yeah, that's a different level of heat. Yeah, Memphis is a different level of humidity. It's a little worse than it is here. Now, it's bad here, but even worse down there. Yeah, even worse. Karen says, save this tweet, another Buckeye quarterback to LSU via the He Gone Gateway. Yeah, we've been talking about it. Miles Brennan, and this is Billy Embody. Billy's been on this show many times, does a very good job. LSU quarterback Miles Brennan suffered a left arm injury that will require surgery. His return for the 21 season is to be determined. I still don't have any details there. Did that happen in a football-related type situation? Was it just some kind of freak accident? He was walking, he fell down some stairs. I mean, riding a bike, he ran into a mailbox. What? Was he lifting weights? Did somebody drop a 50-pound weight on his arm? What happened? I still have not heard anything. Johnny Vegas says, anybody griping about heat down in the South, try 121 in Vegas. The South gets hot for sure, but not Vegas or Phoenix hot. Yeah, here's what I'm told the difference is, and I've only been to Phoenix, and I've been there quite a few times, but it's always in late December, early January, which doesn't give you, obviously, that heat. Usually around January, December, late January, early January, I should say, when I've been there for bowl games and championship games and all that, it's in the 70s. So that wouldn't be an accurate portrayal. But the only thing I am told for people that live in Phoenix or Vegas, yeah, the heat is heat. 115, 120, 110, all that, that's just hot. That doesn't matter. I'm just told that it's not the same humidity. Doesn't mean it's not incredibly hot. But I'll tell you what gets me, and I don't think I've been in 115-degree heat, so wouldn't know by experience, but the humidity is what gets me. West Coast Sooner, Bill, quarterbacks can't coexist 95% of the time. Some programs persuade them to stick around for their degree, then kick them to the curb. Well, quarterback rooms have been for a long time very delicate places, and they're always going to be that way. And now with name, image, likeness, maybe that gets even more delicate. It's not hard to clear out a quarterback room. Just make an announcement on the quarterback. That's all you have to do. In a lot of places, just if you're recruiting on a high level and you got a bunch of guys in your quarterback room and every one of them have been told since they've been in about eighth grade how good they are, they've been patted on the back, the best-looking cheerleader always wants to date them, everything in their life's always been about them and how good they are, and everywhere you go, you're the best dude, right? Then you get in that quarterback room in college, and everybody's that same dude, right? Delicate feelings, because for the first time in your life, you're told you ain't the guy. At least right now, you're not. And you were told during recruiting how much they loved you. Oh, my God, your film. Oh, we were at that game. We saw what you... Oh, that was an incredible throw. I don't know that I've seen a throw like that. And you get in that quarterback room in college. Everybody's been coddled and loved on, and mommy and daddy are so proud of you. My baby can do no wrong. It's my baby. It's a very, very sensitive ecosystem. Griffin, about 20 minutes. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.